Yeah, DX Engineering was a new one when I got back into the hobby a few years ago. You know, they weren't around. I don't think they were around, or if they were, I didn't know about them. But Summit Racing, if you're familiar with Summit Racing, if you go down to their location in Ohio, that helps too. They're right in Ohio, as is HRO and R&L. So it's like Ohio is like, you know, Football Hall of Fame and Ham Radio Hall of Fame. But anyhow, and stupid people I have to ban from web pages. But other than that, long story. Yeah, there. If you go down there, you'll see Summit Racing, and you walk in, and it's all their racing products and all that stuff. And way back in the corner, I understand, is the little ham radio section. They got everything there. It's just they don't have much out in display. It's not really a ham radio store. It's Summit Racing.
Yeah, I was surprised, you know, because they even show you what they have in stock and what they don't, and I was kind of surprised, you know, like antennas. I think it was like 360 different antennas they actually had in stock. So I thought, wow, that's pretty impressive. So who's ever running it, it's running it right. But, you know, sometimes those things are like spin-offs of, you know, some sort of heir, you know, to the Summit Racing thing. Like, for example, many years ago, you know, in my younger life, I used to do ambulances and fire trucks and stuff, but like Life EMS, that was a spin-off of Myers Thrifty Acres, because one of the sons didn't want anything to do with the grocery business, so he started his own ambulance enterprise over there on the west side of the state. So sometimes that's how things like that happen.